From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. The Alaska legislature is in its final week of the scheduled 90-day session. There are budget plans to complete and questions over what it will take for lawmakers to consider their job finished for the year. Senate President Pete Kelly says lawmakers possibly could finish in proximity to the 90-day mark, which is Sunday, but he declined to speculate further. Voters approved a 90-day session limit, but the Constitution permits sessions of up to 121 days. And a three-way deal between the city, a private developer, and the state could add about 100 downtown parking spaces for state workers as early as next week. The vacant lot is off Eakin Drive next to the Coast Guard building. Alaska Administration Commissioner Leslie Rydell said recent restructuring has put more pressure on streets and lots.
It's really tight downtown. It always has been tight. And we are moving people out of private leases into our state office building, and putting them in there causes it to be even tighter right now.
The lease terms are still being negotiated, but city officials say the city would pay about $5,000 in monthly rent to the landowner. City Manager Rory Watts said the city's costs would be recovered.
The city is doing a negotiation with the owners, develop Juneau now, and then we're going to lease it over to the state.
The Juneau Assembly is meeting Wednesday to consider leasing the paved lot. The arrangement is designed to be a temporary solution. The proposed terms are for at least 6 months. City crews could be striping next week. Plans for a parking lot in an adjoining parcel owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust were abandoned earlier this year. That followed criticism from the city and developers still seeking to buy that land for the proposed Alaska Ocean Center and Marina project. And the state Senate spending plan cuts funding from the Alaska Marine Highway System, but not a lot. It shrinks the ferry system's fuel budget by about 2% of the total sought. It also takes a larger share of overall operational costs out of what's called the Marine Highway Fund. That holds tickets and other revenues until they're needed. Juneau Democratic Senator Dennis Egan is one of the three members of the Senate Finance Transportation Subcommittee. He objected to the change.
It's not sustainable. We shouldn't be spending more out of that fund than we expect to get in ferry revenue. The way to spend more from the ferry fund is to get more people riding the ships.
The Senate is still working on its full operating budget bill for the fiscal year beginning in July. During an April 3rd meeting, Egan said he would try to restore cuts to the Marine Highway Fund through an amendment. And looking at weather for today, rain likely mainly after 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 48. Tonight, rain likely mainly before 11 p.m. And that's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.